It's a huge change. Finally, Silicon Valley has had to walk to the hill, to Capitol Hill. This is a very, very big moment where it's almost a Silicon Valley and all its ethics are on trial.
But today's hearing and yesterday's charges against three men in Team Trump together harden the evidence that President Trump's election victory was in part made in Moscow.
So where does all of this lead the technology firms? And could this increase calls for them to be subjected to more regulation? Thomas Ridd is Professor of Security Studies at King's College London. He himself gave evidence earlier this year to Congressional Committee on Russian influence over political campaigns. He spoke to me on Tuesday from Washington.
Facebook and Twitter are really dealing with the problem in very different ways. The market is pushing Twitter towards hiding the problem. The market is pushing Facebook towards fixing the problem. And I think this is a really important thing to understand.
And in that case, then, is Twitter in more trouble than Facebook?
Absolutely. I think Twitter is in a lot more trouble than Facebook. But so far, we haven't fully come to terms with how much automated abuse activity was happening on Twitter. Simply consider the following question. How many of the retweets and likes that, for example, the real Donald Trump account received during the election campaign were actually human as opposed to machine generated?